Well, luckily, this is almost the height of the next person. Next up, and all these stories previous were incredibly amazing, don't get me wrong, but I think it's safe to say, and everyone who went to Oasis agrees, that this next story is probably the crown jewel of all the amazing things that happened. It was so amazing that this guy actually went up in front of all of Oasis and gave his testimony, even though he's like 12. And that's, like, I'm terrified now, and I'm like 23. And you guys aren't all of Oasis. So we're going to hear Seth come up now and give his awesome, what?
Actually, I have a story that you might remember very clearly.
You're interrupting me, Grayson.
I don't.
Are you saying you want to give a testimony? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I have a funny story.
Well, why don't you come up here and share it then?
I'll show you.
Okay, sorry, Seth. Just be patient.
1 second, Seth.
Just show. Stop everything we're doing and just talk to Grayson.
Yep. That's how you have to do it.
Yep.
So, Chip, you remember that time in SOS? Remember that time when we only had one youth member from Monroe?
Yes. Do you remember that? Yeah, I do remember that.
Well, you remember that time when the bat flew in?
The bat?
Yes, the bat flew in.
I do remember the bat.
You remember how you just picked up a pew and decided...
I didn't pick up a pew.
No, you picked up a pew.
I didn't pick up a pew.
You forgot the inside joke.
Oh, I see. Okay, I caught up now.
You just ruined everything.
Thanks, Tim. I'm sorry, Grayson.
Hi, Tim.
The joke supposed to be I picked up a pew and swung it at the bat, but...
Yes. Tim saved the day, but he ruined it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, without further ado, we're going to hear Seth now. Seth, do you want like a step stool? We make a lot of short jokes, but it's okay because, you know, it's true. And he's going to grow, and he's going to be taller than me, and then he's going to beat me up, and it's going to be funny. Do you want this?
You can hold it.
Okay. I'd like to be useful.
Okay, my first testimony is 10 pages long. I was writing it while Kim and my sister Ashley were... while I was in the corner and they were praying for me, and I was writing like a madman, like, or a maniac. And in the first breakout session, I was drawing a drawing right next to Doug and my sister, and it was like a doorway and to somewhere. And then I pictured the most peaceful place, heaven. I pictured a building with dark-colored gray columns and pane windows, and light-colored gray bricks surrounding the pane windows. I walked through the doorway of the building. God said to me when the door opened itself, and he said, "Welcome, Seth, to your home. Love you, my son." Then he walked to other people in the huge living room. They were angels, and some of them were part of my family, my papa and my mom's mom, grandma. I was really happy and very welcome and comfortable to be in the very huge building that basically looks like a very cool castle. And it was just a very welcoming place to be in, and it felt like I gave my life to Christ. I really liked being there, and I couldn't open my eyes. But I was actually very glad, and I felt the Holy Christ within me. I was just very very happy, and matter of fact, I felt the Christ, and it was really fun to be there and welcoming to be on heaven for a little while. I couldn't really hear anybody else in the class, not a breath or a cough or even a whisper, but the words of the teacher telling me to picture where I was. He told me many things to think of, and I think my family, souls, lives, angels that were surrounding me with love, comfort, and happiness with my family, as angels, other angels, Jesus, and God were all surrounding me with almighty strength and power and love, happiness, comfort. It was a really awesome place to be in. It was in the clouds with a gate. Nobody was guarding the gate because there didn't need to be, because it was peaceful lands and the clouds of happiness. Everywhere I went, it was peace, comfort, and happiness. It was like it was a whole nother world, place that I have never seen ever in my life. But you could look down in the clouds you could see everything, whether it would be one person in a herd of sheep, buffalo. You could see lots of happy people that were walking around outside or inside the building. There was even furniture in many places of the building. The building was kind of like the Best Western Hotel that I'm staying at right now. Well, was. That I just swam in the cold pool, but I've thought of heaven different. But now I know what it looks like. But in the clouds, it didn't seem like we were like over the wilderness of the bad and the good land. God is trying to fill our hearts with love, peace, happiness, and comfort. From your heart, it's a very special place to be up in heaven and see your family that have lost their lives in battle of old age, to be in sheltering love, welcoming comfort, peace, happiness, being surrounded by all that love, to be by your family that are angels, other people that I never ever seen in my life of this world, filled with God that has forgiven our sins and gave us life to be here today. We have evolved with many things like love, peace, happiness, welcoming comfort within our hearts that not only have filled our hearts but our minds of love in this world of bad and the good, a waging war of size that people choose. We are always seen by our God and Jesus with angels that are our family members. Friends, boy/girlfriends, strangers that we don't know but are not strangers at all. We are always happy to be saved by God and Jesus by giving our life to Christ and letting God and Jesus welcome us into heaven through the gates of peace, happiness, welcoming comfort, love, all of the things that you could want in heaven, to see your family members, to be with your friends, boy/girlfriends, strangers that God and Jesus have known, but they really aren't strangers because they are with you as angels of love, happiness, welcoming comfort, peace with the Holy Spirit, which is everybody that is far away from you or right next to you, like you have known them all their life and they're your best friend. It is true that they are Father and Son, God and Jesus. They act just like each other, healing people, answering their prayers, because I have met God and Jesus. I spoke with them. I feel God and Jesus, Holy Spirit, within me right now, talking to me. I feel love, peace, happiness, welcoming comfort by my own family that have lost their lives in a waging war of life and death. I saw thousands of people there. Everybody is welcome to God and Jesus that give you love, peace, welcoming comfort, happiness, just everything that you could ask for. In heaven, it is very welcoming. Everybody was surrounding me with love, peace, happiness, welcoming comfort. I have went through very rough times, like my mom and dad got a divorce. I was only around 9 years old when it happened. But it was finally healed today. I wish I can go back to heaven so I can speak with the angels up in heaven, because it's really fun up in heaven, being able to be up there and talk with my family, God and Jesus. I really love this day and the day that I was born on this earth. I thank God to be born and I am free. I want to give my life to you. This is what I want. My life to be love, peace, happiness, joy, playfulness, nothing to worry about, because in heaven, talking with God and Jesus nonstop, writing this true event that has happened, healing pains within me that have been within me for many years. I love being up in heaven, talking to God and Jesus, all of my family that have lost their lives to a waging war of good and the evil. But they have picked good and are up in heaven. My feet, my mind, my soul, myself has walked in the very high clouds of peaceful land. loving people, angels that have picked the good God and Jesus over the God, over the bad and evil of for Earth. It's for Earth, it's like a travel station for the good and the evil of Earth, heaven and hell, connecting to three places. I love heaven most of all of the three worlds of evil and the bad and bad slash good. And then heaven, which is greatly good. I love my family very much, even the angels of heaven, with God and Jesus. God and Jesus love us very much in both the travel station and heaven. God and Jesus have created us, but we have evolved with love, peace, happiness, joy, welcoming, comfort because of God's and Jesus' love. I wish to walk through the gates of peaceful lands of clouds with loving and joyful people that are filled with happiness, that are very welcome with comfort and love, peace, happiness, joyfulness, and welcoming comfort because of God and Jesus. God and Jesus are filled with courage and love. Now this is my summarized 1-2 page testimony.
Wait, for the sake of time, would you just read that line right there?
I'd rather read it.
Okay, read the whole thing then. Do what you want. I'm not in charge here.
Okay, I drew a drawing in the first breakout session activity. Later in the day, at the second breakout session activity, the drawing came true. At the end, we had to imagine a dream where the most peaceful place was heaven. First, there was a huge golden harp gate that I walked through in the clouds of heaven. The drawing was a cave-like doorway that opened to a castle. I saw God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. My family was there, and everyone was angels. They all surrounded me with hugs. They said to me, "Welcome, Seth, to your home." My family said, "We have missed you. We love you." God called me his son. While I was having this vision, I was in heaven. I kept looking down on myself, seeing myself write this. The feeling that I felt is at peace. It was the best feeling ever in my life, being able to go up to heaven twice in one night. It was so amazing that in devotions last night, I gave my life to Christ.